This is Franciscan Voice, finding God's voice among us.
On the day of the resurrection, Jesus appeared to his apostles in the upper room, and even though the doors have been locked, he's able to pass through those doors. And the first words out of his mouth were, "Peace be with you." I have to admit, if I were Jesus, I don't think those would have been my first words. I think I would have said something like, "Where were you on Friday?" But Jesus realizes that they're filled with a spirit of doubt, of confusion, of guilt. And all he wants to do is heal them. So he wishes peace upon them, and then he breathes upon them. He gives them the gift of the Holy Spirit, so that Holy Spirit might reside in their hearts, teaching them how to pray, teaching them that God is Abba, Father. Jesus' response to betrayal, to denial, is to love these people all the more, because that's what they need. And the peace that he is offering them is the peace that is given through the Holy Spirit. Now, you might have noticed that very often when the Holy Spirit appears in Scripture, it's in the form of a dove. A dove is not a symbol of peace so much in the New Testament as a symbol of love. The Holy Spirit is the love between the Father and the Son, and their love for us. And it's that love, the fact that we are loved beyond any measure, that brings us true peace. When Jesus was speaking with the Samaritan woman at the well, she asked, "Are you the one who's to reveal our secrets?" In the Samaritan language, it's the Ta'et, the Messiah, but not a conquering Messiah, one who reveals the secrets of God. And Jesus says, "The one speaking with you, I am." Jesus reveals the greatest secret of God, how much God loves us. To put it in simple terms, Jesus comes into the world and says, "I love you." And our first response, "Yeah, what do you want?" And he says, no, truly, I love you. And our second response, "How could you possibly love me when I don't even love myself?" And he finally says, "What could I possibly do to prove how much I love you? Would you believe I love you if I were to die for you?" And then he does. Jesus loves us to death. And that love brings us an incredible sense of peace between ourselves and God. And that's the peace that we can share with others, because we no longer view them as enemies or as rivals. We view them as children for whom Jesus died on the cross.
Be sure to subscribe to our podcast and follow us on our website to discover other episodes at franciscanvoice.org.